life.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there, including archives that go back for years. Just click download. They're yours for free. freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
So, speaking of scumbag politicians, we were talking about some of them in the last hour. I got a little bit more news about some scumbag politicians here, this time in New York City. NewYorker.com reporting, apparently that Bloomberg character is on the way out. This was the first I had heard about that. He was the most recent mayor and had been in there for several terms, I believe. Jason, you said, or Tally, you said that apparently there may be maybe term limits.
Because when Giuliani wanted to stay in as mayor because of, you know, 9/11, and he tried to get the law changed, but there was pushback.
Didn't work out. Yeah. So they've got somebody new in there. Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has named a man named William Bratton, William J. Bratton, his police commissioner, who apparently used to be the commissioner of the Los Angeles Police Department.
And was the police commissioner for New York under Giuliani.
So this guy really makes the rounds to the major cities, huh? I mean, he's a top thug for sure. And I remember seeing him speak back at a talk radio convention, because you know how talk show hosts are. They love themselves the police. And so they brought in this this politician, basically, because that's what a police chief is. They're usually politicians, first and foremost. You don't get that high up in the ranks of bureaucracy without being a political animal, first and foremost.
When you're going to be hired for police chief, like having a degree in public relations or something like that would be even more important than having like a law degree or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know how many police chiefs actually have law degrees. Some of them certainly are coming from the policing world, mm-hmm. but they definitely need to have the political capital and the ability and the ability to stab people in the back.
And talk to the press.
For sure. For sure. So we're going to go to this story here about this new police commissioner in D.C. or this, not, I guess this new old police commissioner in New York, and what he has to say about the controversial stop and frisk policies that we've discussed a number of times here on Free Talk Live. We'll get into that and then tell you what the Lori list is here in a little bit. First, we go to the phones and to the fun. Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with the Intally and Allie.
First, I just want to say hello to all of you guys, Ian, hi. Allie, and Tally, all the guys. Earlier today, you guys had mentioned that I should talk about internet harassment. Right on your Facebook page, you said I should talk about calling and talk about internet harassment.
Well, I said that I should talk about it. First of all, I owe you an apology, Dave. I called you a crank caller on the show last night. And I had not taken the time to, when I said that about you, I had not taken the time to visit your YouTube channel and actually learn more about you and, you know, kind of where you're coming from. And I owe you an apology. You're not a crank caller. You really are somebody who seems to be very frustrated by some of the interactions that you've had online in certain chat rooms or in certain online forums like Craigslist or this program you told us about for the cell phones called Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It's some kind of a chat, like an open chat room, voice chat kind of program where you've apparently been in these various different internet venues and you've had a difficult time with people saying things about you that you insist are not true. You've made several videos that have been posted to your YouTube channel where you make it very clear that you believe these things aren't true. It's been the focus of your calls. You've made several calls now to Free Talk Live over the last couple weeks since you found the show, and you seem very frustrated by some of the things that you've experienced online. When did this start for you, Dave?
I would say, maybe like late 90s, mid to late 90s, maybe early 2000s or something like that. It started, like, I guess, way back on this board called howardshrine.net, And then it went, and then that place got shut, got closed, whatever. Nobody listened to Howard Stern anymore, and all went to satellite, blah, blah, blah. And then we all went to the, Yuku message boards. I don't know if you ever heard of Yuku. It's another online forum. And then, you know, Yuku got shut down.
Now, when you say we all went, are you saying that it's the same group of individuals that are going from place to place?
Meaning Nickelhood, IAC, and a whole bunch of
You don't have
other...
to name names. Nobody knows who you're talking about, so those details aren't relevant.
And these are all people that listen to Howard Stern and are into that?
They used to listen to Howard Stern, but like everyone is now on Zello. It's a user for your computer or your iPhone or whatever.
So, just to clarify, you're there in the Hudson Valley. Your username on YouTube is Hudson Valley Guy, and then the numeral one, Hudson Valley Guy One. Are these all people who are located near you, or are these Howard Stern listeners from all across the country?
Some of them are up in Canada. One guy is up in Canada. His name is IAC, and he gets free health care, which I hate because Canadians get free health care while the U.S. Americans have to pay for it, and that really pisses me off. Why should we have to pay for health care when Canadians get free health care? Wow.
It's not free, Dave. They're paying quite a bit for their health care through tax dollars. So they're actually paying a lot more overall for health care because of the centralized bureaucracy and the inefficiencies of government. But that's another issue on its own.
Yeah, Dave, why did you call in tonight?
To talk about internet harassment.
Okay.
Well, right, because I owe Dave an apology. I thought because he kept calling about kind of the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like it was a crank call because it was just the same shtick over and over again that he was very upset about some of the things he'd experienced online, and it's real. I mean, he really is upset. He really did experience these things. There's several videos on his YouTube channel where he's ranting about this and very frustrated by some of the insults that he's been called over these services where people interact online. So just to recap here, Dave, you're saying you started this in the late 90s as a Howard Stern listener. There, since then, different message boards have been shut down because that's what happens on the internet. Things come and they go. And for whatever reason, some of these same people end up on different sites, but it's some of the same folks. And you seem to be getting into conflict with them a lot, where they'll, you know, call you names like a man-child or a pedophile or a welfare recipient. And you're very upset in the videos that
And some of those are not true. Those words are not true. I am not a leech. I am not a pedo. I am not a man-child. None of those are true.
It seems like you've been really upset by this for a long time. I mean, we've only known of you for a couple weeks because you're a relatively new listener of the show and relatively new caller. But when you go back on your YouTube channel, Dave, you can see there are videos back more than a year ago, where you're saying a lot of the same things. And some of the videos are very, very angry, where you're clearly very upset by what has been going on. And so my biggest question is, why do you continue to subject yourself to venues on the internet where you can, you know, be insulted like this? If it's so hurtful, why would you put yourself into that position?
Because I like sticking up for myself. I'm not going to sit back and have someone, you know, slur words at me or whatever.
I don't think it's about sticking up for yourself. I think it's that you want to know what people are going to say about you. Because I think that we all have this feeling that we're not really going to be able to accurately judge ourselves on our own because obviously there's no objectivity there. We feel most emotional about our own perception of ourselves. And so we look to see what others have to say about us. And when someone has a negative opinion of us, then, you know, people react to that in different ways. I think if you're tempted to be drawn to that and study that, like that one, that person said something mean about me, then, you know, that's unhealthy because I've felt like compelled to look at that kind of thing. Someone saying something really nasty about me online and I just want to see what it is they're saying. And I realize that I'm hunting for criticism so that I can feel justified in feeling bad about myself. And you have to just get away from that.
Dave, I'm going to invite you to hang on. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. I think this is an important conversation, and I'm sorry I didn't take you more seriously when you called in about this previously. So hang on. Dave in New York is with us here. We're talking about internet harassment, people insulting other people online. Why put up with it? Why bother going to those places? It seems like a waste of time.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-453, and that is 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features on the website, and we give them away to you. The mobile site's one of them. You go to mismobile.freetalklive.com, and you can get quick access to our live streams and podcast, all free, m.freetalklive.com. You ready to get into Bitcoin? Now might be a really good time. When we started the show out, Bitcoins were in the $800 range. They're now in the $700 range. They've been dropping pretty much all day long. Well, you never know where the drop's going to stop. It could go to zero. Probably won't. It could go start going back up in the next minute. I mean, you never know. But if you're ready to begin the process of getting Bitcoins, the first thing you need to do is have a Bitcoin wallet, and blockchain.info can help you with that. It's an online Bitcoin wallet. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones. And thanks to their encryption techniques, blockchain makes it so they can't even know what's in your wallet. Blockchain.info does not know what's in your wallet because it's encrypted in your browser.
But it can tell you what's in your wallet.
Well, right. Once you decrypt the wallet, the software that is in your browser will tell you what's in the wallet. But blockchain themselves do not have that information because it's encrypted. And that means the FBI, the NSA also don't have that information. So go to blockchain.info and get signed up for your free Bitcoin wallet today. They also have some neat tools that'll make it easy for you to send and receive Bitcoins anonymously as well. So again, blockchain.info. All right, we're back with Dave in New York. Dave is a relatively new caller to the program. He has been calling in fairly frequently with the same concerns, and generally that doesn't make for very good radio, which is why I was kind of frustrated last night with you, Dave, and I thought you were just basically screwing with us with these calls. But no, you're really serious. You really are upset about the way you've been treated online by people in these certain online forums that you've been involved with for what sounds like the better part of more than a decade, that involved in the beginning some Howard Stern fans, and many of them are still the same people all along that they've been saying mean things about you in these online forums. And I asked you the question, why do you subject yourself to this? Why do you continue to go into these places where you know you're going to find these scummy people who are being awful towards you? And your answer was essentially that you want to defend yourself. Is that right?
Yes, right. I want to defend myself. And right now, there's this guy in the chat room. His name is username Oliver Klozov, and he said to me, do I interact with other human beings in normal social situations when I am outside? The answer is yes. Because, you know, when I go out shopping or whatever, you know, I'll get gas in my car, or I'll, you know, go to a grocery store. But if I see somebody that I actually know, I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So there's his answer when he says, oh, do I actually interact with other people?
So are you saying you're in the chat room right now? You're in the Free Talk Live chat room?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to say to this is that as a public personality, I've got this radio show, obviously. I also am an activist. I blog a lot over at freekeen.com, and I do and say things that people are going to disagree with. They're not going to like some of the things that I have to say. They're not going to like some of the things that I do. And every time I put a video online, almost every time I put a blog post online, the more controversial it is, the more likely somebody is just going to start talking crap to me, and they'll just start saying mean, nasty things, just personal insults about me, whatever they can say, that they want to get under my skin, they want to bother me. And really the key is to just let it roll off your back, you know, like water on a duck's back, so to speak. Don't let it get to you when these people are saying these things. If you can avoid going into these places, that's the best thing that you can do. But like, you know, like my YouTube channel, I know you've got a YouTube channel, Dave. Comments on YouTube channels are notoriously nasty. They're just horrible people that are posting really insulting, nasty things, because people, when they're hiding behind the safety of their keyboards,
anonymity,
they get an extra level of fearlessness, you know, because they know that they can say whatever they want, and Dave in New York's not going to be able to figure out where they live, so, you know, there's nothing that can ultimately be done to them about it, so they can just feel free to be as mean and as nasty and as rude as they want to be. And I think it's a real shame that people treat each other so poorly online, because I can see what it's done to you, Dave. I mean, I watched a number of your videos last night, and while I find them very entertaining in one way, in another way, they're also very sad to me, because I feel like this has become an obsession for you. and that it's not a healthy one.
Right, because, you know, I you had said that I don't know where these people live or whatever. Some of them I actually do. Like, there's this one guy who there's a few people who live right here in the Hudson Valley. One guy, his name is Chuck, and he lives, like up in Hyde Park. He's on Zillow, and, like, you know, I actually went and deleted Zillow because I got sick and tired of all those idiots and morons. You know, so screw it. And then there's this other guy named Chris Slogainen.
There you go. See, to me, it doesn't matter what their names are. I mean, you could be saying anybody's names, and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter to me who the people are on YouTube. I mean, I don't care who they are. And I think you've done the right thing by deleting the app, taking away your chance of going in and encountering these guys. Because really, you don't owe them anything. You don't owe them the time that you're taking to defend yourself. I understand that to you, it feels like, well, they're attacking me, so I need to defend myself. And it'll be this cycle that just never ends.
Well, yeah, I'm hearing Dave using insulting language towards these people, continuing the cycle. So I would agree with Ian, maybe disengage with these people, but also don't take the bait. You know, don't lower yourself to their standard and call them names. And
they're doing it to get
like
a rise out of you.
Right?
Kind of like what?
Kind of like a PDFTT, as in, please don't feed the troll.
Right. That would be exactly the case, because ultimately you're just going to continue the conflict, and they'll glom right onto it, and they'll keep insulting because they're going to get the reaction out of you that they want. And if you go away, trust me, they're going to find someone else to do this to.
And
there's,
they're
going to
be disappointed. That's really kind of the way to stick it to people.
I don't know if they'll be disappointed.
If they like picking on someone, then when that person, you know, if you're a bully in school and you really get something out of picking on this one kid, when he doesn't come to school, you feel sad. The bully feels sad because he can't pick on you that day. So, I mean, in school, there's really nothing you can do because you have to be there. Your parents could be jailed.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be in a forum. You don't have to use an app.
The internet is a huge place. Go to places where you'll be more comfortable.
If someone, every time they go to a bar, gets their butt kicked, you know, every single time they walk into that bar, they come out and they're beat up, then, I mean, I guess it's, to some degree, I was like, I guess stick up for yourself, but not really. I mean, after a while, it's like, why do you keep coming back? And after a while, I would start to suspect, do you like the punishment?
Yeah. And that's certainly possible. If you enjoy it, then by all means, keep doing it. But to me, it doesn't seem like you do.
I think maybe you should embrace it because you have...
No, I don't think you should embrace it. I think you should just leave those places.
Well, I think that if you can... What I did to deal with the whole getting upset over someone saying something mean about me is to just see through it and realize that it's not about me, it's about them.
That's true. A lot of times they're projecting.
Yeah, and if they say something mean about me, I kind of embrace it because it means that for some reason I'm really important to this person to evoke a mean response.
Yeah, and that this person is being so nasty to you, that really says something about the kind of person they are, and you don't really even need to say anything back to it. Stand by, Dave. I want to bring you back for more here, especially if you've got advice maybe for Dave. Maybe you've been involved in this. Maybe you've caught yourself up in some of these internet conflicts. I know I have, and it's not worthwhile.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-453, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can watch the webcam. We were talking about the chat room, actually, and apparently our caller Dave is in the chat room. What's his handle in there?
I can't really figure out how to say it.
I know it's
Pew Keepsie guy.
Poughkeepsie. It's in New York town.
Okay. In Y. And
there you go.
We have one of the most loving chat rooms of
really?
All the chat rooms. Free Talk Live Friday night chat room is the bomb.
Maybe it's you, Allie, because I know that back in the day, the Free Talk Live chat room was not a very nice place to be.
It's almost as nice as ALP's chat room on Saturday nights from 11 to 1. And I'm just noticing that the caller's in, Dave is in the chat room, and he's already telling people to F off. And I'm, and that just, you know, shows me that if you can't get along with Free Talk Live Friday night chat room, then it seems like something's just weird up with you in chat rooms.
We're going to bring Dave back. Yeah, maybe he should just swear off chat rooms in general. But we're going to bring him back on here for more on internet harassment and how to deal with that. But first, I want to let you know about ForcefieldEnergy.com. If you've been listening to the show for several months, then you know we talked quite a bit about their products a few months back, about their LED lighting products, which are industrial-level LED lighting installations that Force Field Energy is doing internationally. And they're having success. We told you they were going to be listed on NASDAQ, and they were, and they are. We told you the stock was poised to move upward in price, and it did. And we told you they had some big contracts that were likely to come in, and some of those have. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth, and that ForcefieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player in that business. So what I'd recommend you do is do some research, because obviously investing has risk. You know, you could lose some money, but I think you'll come to the conclusion that FNRG is a buy. Again, that's their stock ticker symbol, FNRG, forcefieldenergy.com. We have Dave in New York back with us here. I put a link to Dave's YouTube channel on our Facebook page so you can go and dig into his videos when you get a chance. I think you'll see that Dave is sincere. He's not a crank caller like I thought that he was. But, Dave, you know, you're getting into these conflicts with people online, and apparently in our chat room you're getting into conflicts already with people. What do you think's going on there?
Oh, well, there's this one guy named Oliver Kozlov, and he says, and I quote, I'm reading it right now, he says, "Don't take it personally, Dave. I'm not trying to pick on you. Just pointing out that you need to get you need to get back out there and build some serious real-world social skills. That's all. I do have real-world social skills."
I believe you. I believe you. I think he's obviously he's jumping to a conclusion there. He doesn't know you. I mean, there are videos there of you actually interacting with other human beings on your channel. I don't think that you're somebody who sits in your house 24 hours a day. You've held down jobs before. I mean, so it seems pretty clear. But, online, when you're online, people have anonymity. They behave differently than they behave in real life. And in a lot of cases, many people online are not worth your time. They're not worth talking to. They're not worth getting upset at or spending any kind of brain power on them. And if you find yourself creating these situations, like let's say you were to go to a completely new place. There are these places you've been to where there are people you don't get along with. You mentioned previously the Hudson Valley Craigslist, that there's some sort of rants and raves forum on there. Cut yourself out of there. Uninstall the app. You said you already uninstalled the Zello app, so you're not talking to those people anymore. And then find things that you're interested in now and go and see if you can better connect with the communities of people that are interested in those things. Maybe Howard Stern wasn't a good, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but tie together.
Or yeah, a community.
A good community, because those kind of people might be a little bit abrasive. They might be more likely to be rude to one another. For instance, I noticed on your YouTube channel you've got videos where you focus on your Hot Wheels collection or Transformers, for instance. You seem to be interested in those things.
I like Transformers.
Right, so, you know,
And you had mentioned that I should find some people that like the same kinds of things that I like, but I like to go out and sightsee, like out to these random places that nobody has ever been to or seen. And I don't know anybody who would be willing to, I could, show them, like, oh yeah, you should come to here or come to there and, check out this huge waterfall or check out this place over here or this mountain scenic or this awesome.
Why don't you take pictures and post them?
I have done that and nobody seems to, check them out.
Well, maybe you just haven't found the right home for those things. But all I was suggesting is that maybe focus on your time. You only have so much time, so you should be more judicious about where you spend that time. And, maybe going on a... And remember, when you go to a new forum online, it's always best to spend time watching and lurking, as they call it, mm-hmm. and kind of getting a feel for the lay of the land and how people behave there and who's who and who's there most often and, what sort of things are being talked about. I know for a fact there are countless, I happen to be a bit of a Transformers fan myself, there are a number of Transformers forums out there. I don't spend any time on them because I don't have time for things like that, but if you do, then maybe that would be a better place to spend time. Maybe Hot Wheels related places, things that you're really into, the things that you find yourself spending time on besides arguing with people on the internet that could be more turned into something that's more enjoyable. I think you'd want to focus on. At the very least, break off any contact you have with these people that are just bothering you, because the more you go and you feed into them, the more they're going to feed it right back to you, and you're just going to have this endless conflict that will just really destroy you. And I don't want to see that happen to anybody, Dave. I mean, obviously, we don't know you. You're just somebody who's called our show and expressed an interest, and I appreciate that, and I'm glad you're listening. But I think this is something that a lot of people experience out there on the internet. You're certainly not alone. In fact, maybe there's a forum for people who've been harassed on the internet. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that out there. I would recommend going and changing your habits and then change how you approach people as well. Any other suggestions for Dave while we've got him on the line here, guys?
Yeah,
I am going to be one of your callers every night because I like talking to you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. And I'm going to be one of your regular callers.
Well, I mean, it's not always going to be so friendly. I know that you called earlier this week and expressed some views that I don't necessarily agree with. For instance, what I would describe as homophobic views, I find that very concerning. And so we're, you know, the more you call, the more we're going to learn about you, and you know, the more we're likely to disagree. But hopefully, it'll be done on a basis that is cordial rather than yelling or you know, with curse words and things like that, because people can disagree in life and have conversation without it raising, you know, tones and people getting upset and being angry. So with that, I wish you a good night. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. So hopefully that was somewhat useful for Dave, because, you know, even though I may not agree with him on some of the issues that he faces, I certainly don't wish anybody to have a difficult time in life or an unpleasant time on the internet. But maybe it's, some of it comes from some of the internal conflicts that he might be feeling about maybe some of the homophobic factors.
Well, this is all something that I think everyone who has any kind of life on the online can relate to. I feel like especially when you're first getting into all the little things you can, all the little communities online. I remember when I first started getting involved in the comments on freekeen.com. And there would be trolls.
There was some nasty trolls.
And I remember getting sucked into this argument with a troll, and then it would consume days of my life. And then I had to look at myself. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm checking freekeen.com every 30 minutes just to see what this guy said about me. Whoever he is, just so I can hurl another insult his way.
I've been there, man.
And, like, what am I thinking each time I'm doing? I had to realize every time I started to write something that I really thought was going to get him this time, it's never ending. They're always going to come back with something that pisses you off.
I've totally been there, and I've done it on the freaking comments. And we ended up actually applying a new system. I guess it's not so new now. It's been there for at least a year, if not longer, the discuss system at Freekeen, which makes it more difficult for an anonymous person to abuse comments and abuse people on the comments. Since then, Freekeen has been less conflict-oriented, although there are still some heated conversations that will go on. But at least then, people are more standing behind the words that they speak, which I think leads for better conversation.
Yep.
But ultimately, the number of comments is down because there aren't these flame wars happening on every thread.
I think it's overall a good thing.
I totally agree with you there. All right, so more coming up here in moments. Maybe you've got some after-the-fact thoughts for Dave. I'm sure he's still listening. You got some advice. You're welcome to share that. How did you break your bad habits with interacting with people online?
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Thank you. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Enough time, just enough time here in the remaining moments for you to sneak your thoughts in here. Again, 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, because it makes sense to get away from people who don't think like you do and get together with more people who understand what the ideas of liberty are all about. When you can get people who love liberty all into the same geographic area, it makes liberty more possible. Because when you're the crazy lone libertarian out there like I was where I come from in Florida, I mean, I wasn't the lone libertarian, but there was no more than a handful of them. So it was just about like being alone. If you are all by yourself, or you feel like there's hardly anybody else where you live that loves the ideas of freedom enough to actually do something about it, you're the right person to go and check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. It's the reason why the three of us are here together in the studio tonight. It's the reason why we know each other. We never would have probably have ever met had it not been for the Free State Project.
That's right. And I'm not hanging out with you guys just because you're libertarians in my town. I can be picky about which libertarians I hang out with.
That's true.
Can
there
you
are
do
enough
that?
Of them.
Probably not.
There are enough liberty-minded people in New Hampshire to where you can be selective about how many of them you spend time with. And that's going to become even better as more people come here. We've only got 1,500 or so people here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. But there are over 15,000 that are pledged to make the move here. So we want to get that number, that 15,000 number, to 20,000, then there'll be a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire and to get active. We've already had amazing successes, political successes, civil disobedience, media creation, outreach, you name it. There's so much that's going on in New Hampshire. You really owe it to yourself to check it out at freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, that is. If you don't, if you are a bigot, for instance, if you are somebody who supports violence, you probably won't get along too well here, so you should just stay where you are. But if you love liberty, please go to freestateproject.org if you're willing to allow others to be free. And, you know, we were just talking with Dave, who is one of a relatively new listener to the show,
about being harassed online. And I think to some extent Dave is creating his own experience here, because if you go on the Facebook profile for Free Talk Live, go to facebook.freetalklive.com, scroll down earlier, I posted one of the videos where Dave is talking about the kind of ladies that he's looking to be with. And he comes right out in the video. And
I thought you were going to say bang.
Well, that's basically what he says in the video, is essentially that's all he's looking for. He doesn't care if you want to just do it quickly or you want a whole relationship out of it.
He's honest.
As long as he has sex, he's satisfied. And in this comment thread, Dave is commenting, and let's just say he's not being particularly
subtle.
Friendly, I guess. There's one comment where someone asks, is this the anti-male gay dude? I wrote, that's him. And then Dave says, I hate fags, men on men, ew, my ex-landlord was gay, all in caps with exclamation marks. And so it seems like he's got a real obsession with this, and that so there's a lot of negativity surrounding those ideas, and I think that, you know, if you're being nasty to people online, then you're probably going to get that reflected back towards you.
You got to be the change you want to see in the world. You can't, you know, project anger and hatred.
And expect that not to come back around.
I can't really feel sorry for someone, for a bigot that complains about being picked on online.
Well, you know, the reason I had Dave on so long was because I thought it was, you know, something worth talking about, because a lot of people get picked on online, whether they're bigots or not. And so from that perspective, I don't want to see anybody get into conflict. I don't think that's necessary, but I think that Dave's creating the conflict. I think that he's as much of that conflict as the people who he's upset at.
Well, if someone is saying things like, I hate gay people, or being gay is gross, then I think that people should respond to that. Not in a hostile way, necessarily, but I thought it was funny when I think it's funny when you tease people like that, because it's silly. Bigotry is silly. You know, it's hateful, but when you take something hateful and poke fun at it, then it takes the edge off of it.
But isn't he being the troll, and wouldn't people be feeding the troll, you know, by responding to his comments?
I guess so.
Let's go to Corey in Savannah, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app online. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm kind of with Allie on this. You know, it seems like bigots kind of deserve any kind of stigmatization they receive, but... And, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. If he's so bothered by it, you'd think that he would stop, because there's no positive utility in it for him. Unless there really is, then he should keep doing it. But I kind of...
So, as Allie pointed out, it can be very engaging to argue with people online.
Right, you've got something going on that day. You've got an internet forum to get back to see what said. And then you use a lot of... It's stimulating for your brain to try to... You get excited by their response.
Aha, I will defeat them.
And then you try to think about your response. It's kind of like, you know, I think of it the way, you know how some guys say, like, I just got to beat someone up. It's really like they want to fight. I don't know. And I think it's like that online.
That's a terrible way to live your life, you know?
I agree.
Sure.
I was, you know, I worried about that kind of stuff when I was like a child, you know, and I thought, I was always worried about what people thought about me, and I spent all this energy worrying about what people thought about me, and I never had a girlfriend, I never felt like I was succeeding until I stopped worrying about what other people were saying and talking about and treating me, and I started focusing on making myself better, focusing on my education, focusing on building my character, things like that. And when I got into my teenage years, I started getting past that stuff. People started treating me differently because I was working on myself and not worrying about
absolutely
them so much. And I think that's part of liberty, is taking responsibility for your own welfare, you know, for your own mental, spiritual health all the way around. So,
what a great call. It also has to do with the environments that you select for yourself, and that's why it's such a bummer that young people, I drive by and I see kids out in the cold in the morning getting picked up by the school bus and being forced to be with people in the of their same age.
That they don't want to be with.
Yeah, exactly. But if you could choose your own environment, then it'd be so much healthier.
And if you're if you're spending all your time thinking about what are other people thinking of you, then what other people think of you is probably not much. They either think like, oh, that's that self-conscious guy or girl.
Well, that's where I was kind of disagreeing with you earlier, Allie, because you were saying that, well, if Dave left these internet forums where he's really getting upset at people, that they would think about him not being there. And I don't agree. Maybe they would notice briefly, but for the most part, people are too busy thinking about themselves. And that's the thing whenever you find yourself thinking, oh, what is that person thinking about me? Odds are good they're not thinking about you. They're busy thinking about what they're going to do tomorrow or later on that night or, you know, what their plans are for work or, you know, whatever it is that they're interested in their lives or what they're the most interested in. They don't really care about you. You're more of an incidental thing that they come into contact with here and there.
You don't think trolls get a little upset when they're trying to troll and it doesn't work?
I don't know. I'm just making a general statement about people not thinking about you. They're probably not thinking about
you. No, I definitely think that you're much less significant to them than you think you are.
Yes, that's absolutely the case.
Much more insignificant. Yeah.
Corey, any other thoughts you want to share?
I think that some people do get some kind of sick pleasure out of treating other people badly, you know? I mean, look at some institutions that exist to do nothing other than treat other people badly. So I think that the trolls, you don't feed the trolls, they can be upset. That all ties into it, you know? I don't know. But thank y'all very much for everything.
Hey, thanks, Corey. I appreciate it. There's a great Onion skit that it kind of addresses this issue with the workplace, like all these friends of this guy, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but basically, you know, well, John thinks we're talking about him, and you know what? We are. We just can't stop talking about him and all the silly things that he does and all of his foibles, and, you know, they kind of go down a list of embarrassing things about this guy, like as though they're always constantly talking about him.
Right.
This is not how people are.
But some people think that.
Right.
Right?
Well,
they're making fun of that.
Well, come on. So you've been in conversations. Everyone's been in some conversation where you're saying bad things about someone that you wouldn't say if they were there. Which I think the experience of being in one of those conversations and realizing that if that person heard the things you're saying about them, that they might have very strong feelings, lead you to think, well, I'm sure there's lots of conversations going on about me that if I were to hear, I would have strong feelings about the people saying those things.
It's with that in mind that I always try to be up front with somebody if I'm going to say something behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like that. I don't like the idea that people could...
I totally agree. And whenever somebody says something to me about, oh, yeah, such and such was saying something, whatever, like, okay, whatever. That's fine if they want to spend their time talking about those things.
You do like gossip a little bit, Ian.
Good business. Well, there's a difference between gossip and talking crap about
somebody. Oh, that's true.
All right, so we'll come back with more tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and check out Ali's show, ALP, at alpshow.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.